Hello, 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 and welcome to this edition of A Quick Pint. Now, today I'd like to talk about something which has been coming up on my show a while now, which is what is it that motivates people to want to have children? Why do people want to have children? You would think that children are expensive, children cost a lot of money, right? You've got to children, all kinds of time and effort has to be involved in children. So why is it that some people want to have children? How can we persuade people to want to have children in a context in which people are increasingly not wanting to have children? And the idea, well, the evidence seems to indicate that they have to be frightened basically of death. They have to be thinking about death. They have to be focused on death and their own mortality. And if they are focused on death and their own mortality, then this creates in them a desire to symbolically live forever. And they desire to do this via having children. There's an alternative explanation I'll look at later. But first of all, let's look at the data. So very interesting study by Fritsch et al. Called Mortality Salience and Desire for Offspring. And it finds that in a broad sample, if you prime people with mortality salience, so if you make them think of death, make them imagine death, make them think about death, then they will want to have more children. Other studies have found that people that are simply high in mortality salience, so people that are in a context in which they are surrounded by death, particularly if they're in that context at a formative age, will be desirous to have more children and to have more children early. One study by Wissman and colleagues found that people who, that men can be induced via mortality salience to want to have children, but not women. Mortality salience does not cause women to want to have more children. However, when you prime them with the idea that their career is going to be okay and that they're not going to, you know, lose out in terms of their career and so forth, when that is rendered salient, then mortality salience makes women want to have more children as well. So this implies that women have somehow imbibed this idea that having children will interfere with their career and that's no good, and they don't want that to happen. But as long as you render it salient that it won't interfere with their career, then the mortality salience makes them want to have more children. And with men, they just want to have more children in the face of mortality salience, presumably because their career is less likely to be interfered with. So you've got all of this there. And then there's other things as well. There was a study by Vickery called Mortality Salience and Namesaking. Again, if you prime people with mortality salience, the idea that they're going to die, that they're surrounded by death, they are more likely to want to name a child after themselves, as if doing so kind of symbolically allows them to live forever. So it's quite interesting that it used to be extremely common to name a child after yourself. On my own family tree, I've got an ancestor, William Dutton of Wharton, who died in 1762, that's it. But he tried three times to name a son William after himself, but the son just kept dying. So in the end, he just gave up, and he never had a descendant by the name of William. And it's interesting that this practice of naming a child after yourself used to be far more common, and now we just innovate original and unusual names to make our children special, so they have a special name. And there was another study called The Effect of Mortality Salience on the Desire for Fame, by Gentry et al. This was interesting. If you prime people with mortality salience, their desire to be celebrities, their desire to become famous, their desire, as it were, to make a name for themselves, increases. Now, all of this is fascinating. I think can be interconnected by the fact that we are meant to be in, and as I've said before, an evolutionary match, a very particular evolutionary match. And when we are in that evolutionary match, we are on the adaptive roadmap of life, as it were. And when that happens, then our adaptive instincts hit in. Things aren't just built into us, like is the case with bees or cats or whatever. We have to be placed in the correct environment. And as long as the environment to which we are evolved, and as long as that is the case, then these adaptive instincts will hit in. And so our evolutionary match is to be surrounded by death. And so if we are surrounded by death, then we have a desire to be famous. Why? Well, because in prehistory, there was a very substantial correlation between socioeconomic status and how many surviving children you had, and basically just surviving. So you really did have to fight to achieve socioeconomic status. And clearly we can see that priding people with that evolutionary match makes them more desirous of essentially having high socioeconomic status. Similarly, we would expect mortality salience to bring in other things that were adaptive, such as a sense of the eternity, a sense of lasting forever, a sense of there being something greater than yourself, a sense of there being something deeper, something more. And this could be manifested in the symbolism of namesaking, of naming people after you, so that you, in a sense, last forever. And as for the mortality salience having children, well, clearly it's adaptive to want to have children. That is the essence of any organism's purpose. It's to have children. And so we have this instinct, I suggest, to basically want to have children, but this is brought in at times of high mortality salience when we realise that we, you know, there is a possibility we won't carry on, so we will carry on. So the way in which, putting genetics aside, it seems that we have to increase. People can be persuaded to have children is via mortality salience, is via an awareness of death. I don't know if you could argue that certain kinds of art achieve that, or you could argue that doing your own art or your own poetry and really thinking about life makes you do that. I don't know. But perhaps we should think about how that can be achieved, because if it's putting aside the genetic components, if you're not thinking a fair bit about death, it seems that you won't want to have children.
Hello, hello, hello! The Jolly Heretic is an online public house which meets on Mondays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. UK time, 2 p.m. New York, in which we discuss the kind of based, fearless science which is increasingly expunged from our woke, joke universities. If you would like to help the Jolly Heretic public house, and there are many ways you can do so, please, please, please become one of my patrons on Subscribestar. Also, if you want to, you can donate to the channel using Odyssey and Entropy, and you can also purchase Jolly Heretic merchandise, such as shirts and mugs. All of the links are in the description. Again, I'd be most violently grateful if you could assist the Jolly Heretic Public House, and I will see you all soon, and goodbye!